T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Head coach of the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr, joins us. Steve, are you still in Toronto? Or are you making your way to Boston already?
No, we're in Boston now, and we practiced in Toronto this morning and then flew to Boston this afternoon.
Very nice. What did you focus on during that late night practice, that 9 p.m. practice that you had in Toronto? And tell me how it came into play during your impressive win against the Raptors.
Well, I don't know if it came into play, but basically what we do when we travel across country is we practice once we arrive in that city because of the time change. We just want guys to get up and down and get a good sweat and a good workout, which in theory will help them sleep that night, and then we don't practice the next morning. We let them sleep in, and so that's the route we take, based on sleep specialists, people who do this kind of thing for a living, and we just want to make our players as comfortable as possible. So now that we're accustomed to the time, it's been a few days. We'll have our normal game day tomorrow. We'll shoot around tomorrow morning, and then get ready for the Celtics tomorrow night.
It's going to be a very interesting matchup. This is quite a road trip, and you got the same Boston and then Milwaukee matchup, which was certainly an interesting story to follow last year, the double overtime at the Garden. It'll always be the Garden, right, Steve?
I don't care.
Thank
That's
you.
Right.
And then you go to Milwaukee, where you suffered your first loss of the year. I doubt that when the schedule came out, you and your guys circled that Bucks game, but it's kind of interesting the way that this hand was dealt to you, right?
It is ironic. It's not anything that our players are going to think much about. Totally different situation, obviously, this year. But we're in a good place. 9-2. We've won, I guess, 5 in a row, and it feels like things are coming around. Like we're getting more comfortable with one another and with what we're trying to do. So I think we're making strides, but we have a lot of work ahead of us, too.
Oh, I don't know if you're right about that, Coach. I was watching ESPN, and they're very concerned about the Warriors not gelling. You realize you're only on pace for about 67 wins?
I didn't say that I was worried about what other people felt, but how we feel. I think we feel pretty good about things. But we know the other stuff. That's going to be the case all year. We're going to get picked apart. Everything we do will get picked apart. But we try not to pay too much attention to that.
I saw that super villains balloon picture that the guys took.
Right.
My only follow-up question is, when they took the balloons down, did they do like the whole helium voice thing?
I was gone by that point, so I'm not quite sure. That would not really fit the image of a villain, though, would it?
No, it wouldn't. It'd be sounding adorable? No, probably not. Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors here on the Damon Bruce Show. And Stevens Creek Toyota in San Jose is where we is how Steve is delivered to us each and every week. All Warriors guests, by the way, also sound better if you're wearing JBL headphones, the official sound of the Golden State Warriors in 95.7. The game. How did beating Drake on Drake Night sound to you?
Well, it was a good night. That's actually one of my favorite venues in the league. It's a great crowd. The Toronto crowd, for years, even at the end of my career, like in my last year was 03, that crowd reminded me so much of the Warriors crowd at the time, because their team wasn't that great, just like the Warriors weren't that great. But every game was sold out. You could feel the electricity in the crowd. So it's a really great basketball city. They love the sport. They love their team. And so it's always a fun trip, and made it even more fun last night that Drake was sitting there. It seems like half our guys didn't know Drake really well, and they were talking trash. I saw KD say something to him. Steph said something to him. He was talking trash on the sidelines. I guess it's the modern NBA. You know, sports and the entertainment world come together. But it was a fun night.
It seemed like a fun night. It really did. And that crowd does get roaring, and that is a tough gym to play in. You know, I've been noticing watching you for through your first years here coaching. There's an awful lot of Greg Popovich in a lot of what you do, and then there's some there's no signs of Greg Popovich in some of what you do. When it comes to calling a timeout to quiet the gym, you don't do that. You really don't seem, you know, Steph hits two threes in a row. Popovich is up taking a timeout, and that's that. You let it play out. What's the philosophy behind that? Why is it just a trust thing, or you think that you guys have enough talent to play through any moment, or do you think maybe your guys get motivated by a rocking building?
Well, I think my first year coaching, there were several times where I would stand up to call a timeout. You know, the other team's on a little run, maybe 6-0 or something, and I'd stand up to call a timeout, and before I could signal anything, we had thrown the ball ahead, made a three, gotten another stop, made another three, and then the other coach would call a timeout. And this happened four or five times that first year, and I would just look at our coaches and kind of shrug. But what it made me realize was, as long as the pace was where we liked it, if we kept playing, then good things would happen, because just because of the talent and the shooting range that we had with our team. And I think it's slightly different this year because we're a new team and we're still getting accustomed to one another. But I'm still reluctant to call timeouts for that reason. So I won't always, I won't always do it. I'll try to get a temperature of the game and just get a feel for it. And if I don't like our energy or our pace, then I'll call one. But otherwise, if the pace is good, I'll probably just let them go.
The pace of that game was not very good, thanks to some of the officiating. In the last 35 seconds, couldn't help but make you wonder what the line was in Vegas. Now, I don't want to get you in trouble, Coach, but that was a very weird game at the end, yes?
Well, yeah, Toronto shot 29 free throws in the second half. And, that's part of what they do. I mean, Lowry and DeRozan are both really good at drawing fouls. And so we talked about it a lot in our pregame meeting and our shoot around. We just didn't do a great job in the second half of keeping our hands, out of the cookie jar, so to speak. You have to with the way the rules are in the NBA, the players out there are so smart in kind of manipulating the rules. A lot of great players, Harden, Lowry, guys will just sort of entice you to stick your hand in there and then just kind of clamp it and go up for a shot, and so you have to adapt. You have to understand that is a foul. That's a foul in the NBA, and so you can't put your hand in there. You can't reach. And I thought we did way too much reaching last night that led to a lot of those calls, and it just slowed the whole game down in the second half. We had that great pace going in the second quarter. We were playing the way we wanted to play, and then it felt like the second half took hours to complete because of all those free throws.
What do you know about Kevin Durant this week that you didn't even know about him last week? As you get to know him more as a player, what is he revealing to you?
Well, he's unbelievably coachable. He wants to get better. He wants me to coach him. He doesn't take anything personally. He's incredibly talented, obviously, but he's really mature too, and he listens. He really is trying to get better. And that's saying something for a guy who's been the MVP of the league and an all-star, his entire career. But it's been great. He's really fun to coach, and it's fun to coach the group because we're all kind of learning together as we continue to develop and come together as a team. So this is a good road trip for us. It came at a good time, and I think playing four straight games on the road, being together for 8 straight days, you learn more and you kind of progress in terms of the overall development. So this is a good time for us.
Warrior head coach Steve Kerr. Russell Westbrook is a guy who just recently bragged about not watching film. And don't worry, Coach, this isn't a question about a guy in another team. Did you ever play with someone who was great that didn't take film seriously?
Yeah, probably. You know, I mean, almost every team that I was on, you know, we had pretty in-depth film sessions, but every player's different. I mean, there are some guys who can't get enough, and they want everything, and some guys just want the bare bones. But you know, most of the guys I played with really did value film and studying their opponents, and even studying their own game. So it's tough to pinpoint anybody who didn't.
It wasn't like, oh man, BJ Armstrong wouldn't look at anything. It wasn't like that.
Nothing like that. I got nobody for you.
Okay. You're 24 hours away from tip-off in Boston. Obviously, you're trying hard to trade Clay. Are you going to trade him to Boston right before you play him?
You know, I'm not even allowed to use sarcasm because it'll just be transcribed into print, and then it'll be taken seriously. So I'm not even going to answer that.
There you go. That's official. That's a no comment, which is definitely a non-committal to the not trading Klay Thompson. So
there you go.
It still exists. It really is something else to see that. Let's wrap up with what I think is a really interesting story here, and this is Patrick McCaw. This guy looks like an absolute bona fide NBA player who is working his way up your lineup and up your list of responsibilities.
He's really good. You know, he's wise beyond his years. I mean, he only played two seasons of college. But he plays like a 10-year vet. I mean, he's very calm. I think he has one turnover this year. He's played over 90 minutes on the floor, and he has one turnover. And he made a couple really key plays last night when Toronto was making a run, a couple great passes to David West for layups, and made a big three in the corner, poked the ball away from Lowry to give us a fast break hoop. So he does a lot of great things out there, and it's exciting because he's only getting better.
Lobster tail, lobster Newberg, or lobster bisque?
Not sure yet, but probably go with the bisque and then something else for the entree.
Excellent choices. Coach, thank you.
All right, Damon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Steve Kerr, always joining us, courtesy of Stevens Creek Toyota in San Jose. It's where the deals are. Good stuff. Good stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.